From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A suicide bomber in Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed at least 20 people at a Shiite mosque and wounded dozens. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports a second bomb in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 3 people. The bombings come a day after a multinational conference in Germany on Afghanistan's future.
The suicide bomber detonated in the midst of a crowded religious procession in front of a shrine in downtown Kabul. Eyewitnesses said the bomb left dozens of bodies scattered around the gate to the mosque. The Shiite holiday of Ashura commemorates the death of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson. It also marks the divide between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda are Sunni and consider Shiites to be heretics. But Afghanistan had been largely spared from sectarian violence in the past decade, and Shiites have felt increasingly confident to mark their holidays publicly. Police said another bomb carried on a bicycle detonated in a crowd of Shiite worshippers in the northern city of Mazar-i Sharif. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Republicans say a new measure from Democrats to extend the payroll tax holiday is not a credible compromise proposal. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Republicans don't want any new taxes to pay for an extension.
Senate Democrats originally wanted to extend the payroll tax holiday and expand it to employers. To reduce the price tag, they've given up the employer portion. And the new $180 billion expense will be covered, says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
It will be fully paid for with a mixture of spending cuts Republicans have already agreed to and a tiny, tiny surtax on the top 0.2% of American taxpayers.
Republicans still object to the surtax on the highest income earners, saying they are the job creators. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama is pushing for the payroll tax continuation, and he heads to Kansas today for a speech on the economy. The head of the UN Environment Program tells the UN Climate Conference in South Africa that a new international treaty will not be enough to avert a dangerous rise in global temperatures. Achim Steiner says nations need to voluntarily make deeper cuts and that leaders are not moving fast enough. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will soon learn how much time he'll spend in federal prison, if any. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports a sentencing hearing gets underway today.
After two trials, an impeachment, and a media blitz that included appearances on reality TV, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will be sentenced. He was convicted on 18 charges, including scheming to get something in return for appointing someone to the Senate seat once held by President Obama. Blagojevich's attorney, Sheldon Sorosky, says Blagojevich will address the court.
Well, Rod Blagojevich is his own man, and he will say what he feels is most appropriate.
Prosecutors have asked that Blagojevich receive a 15 to 20-year sentence while his attorneys seek far less, even probation. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News. Officials are trying to decide how to handle the arrest of Federal Aviation Administrator Randy Babbitt. Babbitt was arrested over the weekend on drunken driving charges. NPR's Giles Snyder reports he's now on a leave of absence.
A Transportation Department statement says Babbitt is on leave at his request and that transportation officials are now in discussions with legal counsel about his employment status. Babbitt was pulled over by police in suburban Northern Virginia Saturday night. Police in Fairfax City say an officer spotted him driving on the wrong side of the road. Babbitt is in the middle of a 5-year term as FAA administrator. His deputy, Michael Huerta, is serving as acting administrator. Babbitt's boss, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, is known for campaigning against drunken driving and for raising the visibility of other highway safety issues. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Indonesia is the latest country to ratify a ban on nuclear test explosions. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta that the treaty's supporters hope Indonesia's initiative will put pressure on other countries, including the U.S., which have yet to ratify the treaty.
Indonesia's parliament ratified the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty after dropping its insistence last year that the U.S. ratify the treaty first. Indonesia has 3 research atomic reactors, but no nuclear weapons. That leaves the U.S., China, Israel, Egypt, and Iran, which have signed but not ratified the treaty, and India, Pakistan, and North Korea, which have not signed it at all. President Obama has pushed the U.S. Senate to ratify the treaty, but analysts see the chances of that happening before next year's election as slim. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
This is NPR News.